My name is Ivana, and somehow I decided that I would like to create discussion. And I always invite people, or it is published that people can come, everybody who would like to participate. So nothing that you have to come regularly, anytime you would like, come on Tuesdays, 5 o'clock, in front of Dumitra. Other people, if can introduce yourself, and after, if you be so kind to write your names and contact, telephone number, email. Creation for the purpose of stimulation by visual experience.
Yeah, that is a very nice way of putting it.
We work very hard on it.
But I think even we may not want to limit it to visual, you know? It could be auditory.
But I really prefer now the visual, because we are talking about paintings and sculptures, installations, this really, because to be honest, I add, if you combine it with the other senses, that it could be after very even complicated. So what are your names, please?
You both are Muskan. I am Muskan Mahajan. She
is Muskan Tiwari.
Me, Sam.
Muskan.
And do you prefer to tell every time Muskan, or different names?
Muskan,
because
one and Muskan two.
It's like Tiwari and Mahajan.
Tiwari and Mahajan.
Okay. My name is Ivana. Maybe you should introduce yourself.
I'm Anam.
Anam.
I'm from Delhi. I was here for the AVD workshop.
Okay.
And I heard about this discussion.
Yeah.
And I'm Anshika, and it's my first discussion today.
Okay. You're from?
I'm from Delhi.
So we were discussing right now, or trying to repeat what we discussed in the last meeting. So we were discussing the qualities that we associate with creative pieces of visual
creations.
Of visual stimuli.
you were missing at the time.
Yes.
That we really hard work about with Audrey.
I would like one word for this.
And there is not really easy to take one word.
Okay.
And we talk really about it and put different way, different words, and after it is easy. It has to be some creation.
Right.
Yeah. And it is not just creation that you do something like you don't know what you are doing. No, you do purposely. So for the purpose?
For the purpose?
Of stimulation.
Stimulation.
Of visual?
By visual experience. Because you have to look at this, and somehow by this experience in your new neurons, something is getting which we don't maybe understand, but
yeah,
it is something,
yeah,
which we can really somehow to talk about it, what the quality could be. And it is really how we started, that I don't want that somebody feel that I can't tell what is getting in my head, that anything what comes, we put on the paper. Even if somebody didn't agree that somebody it is not quality, okay, maybe opposite is quality also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we had sometimes really both view, and we try really now just brainstorm what is quality. We will repeat, yeah.
There is an amount of money, so the money associated with pieces of creations, stimulation of emotion of not being alone. So there is emotions that we can see in different creations, and that is one of the qualities we are looking at. Relation of past experience or history. So past experience or history that comes through certain works of creations, and skillfulness, skill that the person is putting into the work,
mm-hmm.
the storytelling, composition, whether it's a good composition or not, make people be at present, the quality of being able to alter somebody's
mind, thoughts,
presence,
yeah.
of mind. So that is also there, capturing impressiveness, the kind of impression that it makes on somebody,
mm-hmm.
on a person. The usefulness, some art is very useful pieces of art.
Mm-hmm.
So the usefulness could be another quality, mastery. So some artists, you can see how they've mastered a technique or mastered
yeah.
certain mediums. So that is mastery. So that could be various qualities of mastery. And context, giving a context of, if an artist or a creator is talking about a subject, what is the context he's also
mm.
talking about? So
yes.
the context that comes through, creation of a mood, the mood that
mm.
comes through can be another quality
mm.
one can associate. Inspiring, it could be inspirational to people, so inspiring creativity, spontaneity or other things. Educational, being educational is also one of the qualities we could identify. Purpose, having a purpose or a cause, to attain some kind of purpose or to talk about some cause. And using low cost or using high cost, so the cost factor is also another quality that people do evaluate when they see pieces of creation. Choices of medium or material, what kind of medium and material is used to create that. And social justice, gender equality, yeah, this comes
yes.
under the cause. So these were the things we discussed and put up on the board last week.
Mm-hmm.
There is under one more page,
hmm?
There is
oh, yeah.
more.
Is the time invested to create, how much time a person has put into it, and popularity, fame of the creator, that also affects the value or quality of the art. Like if I draw like one dot, nobody is gonna care so much as Picasso's so that also matters, who's done it.
Yes. So special the new one. Do you have some other idea about any other quality which you would like added?
Quality of art. I feel like there are a lot of times I have experienced personally that if I look at some, I mean if I, through my vision, if I see something, some art piece or like, you know, for example, say movies, you know, it is visual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mainly visual. But then there are times when because of some kind of a music that goes along with certain images, it has a very amplified effect on your brain.
Okay.
It can really inspire or make you feel strong emotions.
Okay.
That's what I feel. I mean, one thing that I see might be missing in this.
Yeah, and this is that we really little cut it, that we
mm-hmm.
write just as visual experience. Anyway, it could be good point because it is not just it is with music. It is that the quality could be if I have painting
mm-hmm.
which is without frame
mm-hmm.
and with frame could be different quality.
Yeah.
And maybe it is something similar to you that we should really not really just if we have this, in which environment it is.
Yeah, true. The space in what, the space that it occupies.
Even the lights will affect.
Exactly. Lights and everything. So it should create a mood, which is very true.
Okay. Yeah. But how we should put in the quality?
No, I mean, it's already there. It's mood.
I think multi-media or multi-sensory works.
Okay.
Here we're talking about involving more senses.
I would say mainly being visual in nature, but then also because of certain other senses, it amplifies the whole experience.
Additional
of it.
Sensory inputs are more qualities that are being added to.
Because some viewers and especially some artists have a personal attachment to their creation.
Yeah.
So that personal attachment is also a type of sense.
Okay, yeah. I also wanted to say, like, a lot of times personally when I'm drawing, if I'm listening to a particular kind of music while drawing, it tends to take a different form altogether. Like, you know, it tends to become something else which is far better than if I was drawing without any music. So I'm pretty sure that this has some kind of effect on the artwork and also maybe on the viewer. And
because then that goes with the rhythm and the...
No, it just invokes certain feelings in me which, you know, let it all flow out in a very different way. So.
Okay. I'm really sorry to put more to the topic quality of the creation.
Uh-huh.
And I have to really keep eye on it that we will not jump out of the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very easy that I already got experience that really the first time that okay, don't talk, come to paint together or something like this. That we have to really somehow now try to focus about just really this quality. I understand very well what you are telling. If I am listening some moon music and during the time I paint, it is different painting after. Then I don't listen to music. But I am not sure how we can put on the quality. I can regard this that if
you see, which will affect the quality.
Yeah,
listening
it's not
to
a
music
quality
is
in
a
itself.
Factor which affects
yeah.
the quality.
Yeah,
but
which affects the quality
yeah.
exactly.
Which affects the aesthetics of the work.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yes.
But
it's
not
a quality
of the art itself.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
And the sensitivity.
Really we can go back and I have one more points which are one quality which I am not really sure how to describe or what it is exactly I brought the painting which I feel the somehow is with huge potential, and they wrote about that there is complexity. Yes. So this painting, temporary artist, and I am not sure how I am able to put into word what it means, complexity.
Yes, it's very vague, I feel too. Is this also one of his paintings?
It is one or other painting, but I would like really talk about this painting because maybe this is the painting which is really...
Yes, Gerhard Richter. No.
Gerhard Richter. He is German. But doesn't matter who painted. It is about that I am somehow influenced by this. It seems for me it is something huge.
Yeah.
And if I wrote what the person write, it is book about description paintings, temporary artist. Yeah, really temporary till 2000 approximately.
Contemporary
art. Yeah.
Contemporary?
Yes. And I look for what really stuck me, and this is one of painting, and I read what the author of the book wrote, that it is complexity, and also I wrote in the books that it is one of the quality, that if it is, there is some complexity, that it really get huge influence of the people. But I don't know how to describe.
I think that the era or the time when the painting or the creation is being made, that influences the creation the most, because nowadays it's all like modern art or the bold or
expressionist.
Yeah.
No, not expressionist.
And earlier it was like very detailed ones or
okay, yeah, but it is again back to this quality that I don't know how to describe this quality of this work.
So you're saying that if
there is written,
the
word, is
the,
complexity.
Yeah, complexity has been used to explain
this, really not really absolutely sure what it means.
What it implies.
For how you can describe complexity. Complexity. Yeah.
Okay.
This
how
is
this painting complex?
It's complexity.
Okay.
Yeah. Really, the one of this is big book paintings today. Tony Godfrey.
Are you talking about abstraction?
This is doesn't have to be abstraction. It is about somehow it seems for you. Oh, it is something huge that it's overwhelming you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the. You feel some wow, yeah, maybe it is really what is one quality that people got really very strong emotion as wow, yeah, the wow what it is.
How impressive it is.
I think one thing is the boldness of the use of colors and the boldness of expression that the creator has made, because that boldness is converted to the emotion of the viewer.
Okay.
What I feel is there's movement. There's movement everywhere in this painting. Like you see a flow. Like everything is going from here to here, and some things are coming this way, this is going this way. So there's a movement in this painting, and with that, detail is there. It is, though it may be contemporary, it is, as everyone is saying, but there's detail in every part. Like if it's flowing in this way, there's a detail of yellow color flowing here. If it's flowing in this way, there's a detail of red color flowing here.
Okay.
So it is very complex though, but it has a flow in the colors. That's what I feel.
It also could be related to human emotions, you know, because humans have mood swings, ups and downs in their life. Happiness and sadness.
He experienced quite a bit of emotions
maybe.
While painting.
So that's why he used colors, you know, light colors like white, could show peace, and the dark side could show the suffering that he suffered, he had in his life, which made his life more complex.
When I mean, the moment that I saw this painting when you opened the book, I thought the first thing I could see was this very strong straight line.
Yeah.
And it gave me a sense of like a corner in a room.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Like how you see the corner of any closed space. It looked like an edge of that. And then yet I felt like something was falling here into some kind of a fluid which is making all these things go out. And then when I looked at it this way while she was viewing it, I thought this was like a river and with the sun rising in, behind. So maybe it's because of all these different things that you're able to see in this painting.
Or maybe the natural elements. like the water flow, flowing, and the sunrise.
But maybe that's why it's complex
and
because
and
you
the
know,
red tree.
You can make anything of it, probably.
It's
okay, you feel this is the red tree.
Yeah, this
yeah,
also looks
like
a
tree.
This is the trunk laying over here. This is water, maybe.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the water is coming from here. It's a deep, I don't know, whale or stuff, I don't know. Maybe this part I could identify it like this.
Yeah.
I thought it's a forest and this is a fire.
And fire in the forest.
No, fire in the forest.
Earth, fire, wind.
So, before I could interpret this, the first thing was I was watching a video in the evening before, after lunch sometime about art and about abstractions. And this was one of the paintings that was in the video.
Really?
Yeah. It was in the auction situation. There was a video that the person had used in which this painting was an auction.
Mm-hmm.
And this exact same painting, and I was like quite surprised the moment that came out.
Yeah, it is really interesting. And this is really that I try to be really going properly through this
mm-hmm.
book.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, there is many things that I can really somehow get it.
Mm-hmm.
And this was really somehow that makes you awe. So maybe it is not really just for me, but
mm-hmm.
maybe for really more people. What you would like to write?
Yeah, this could be added here as also awe-inspiring. So this word exactly awe-inspiring.
Oh, okay.
It makes you feel awed.
Yeah, yeah. And could you write this word complexity also as quality? Just complexity.
Mm-hmm.
If it's complexity, then simplicity should be the quality too.
And write simplicity also.
Complexity versus simplicity.
Yes.
Yeah, because I absolutely agree that we are now brainstorming what comes, and if it is real, that we can tell it is quality, simplicity.
Complexity versus simplicity.
Maybe. Yeah, and if I am talking about the book, it seems... How to describe that I always try to think about who made it. Yeah,
yes.
Even you don't if it is some painting who no famous painter,
mm-hmm.
it is also inside me
mm-hmm.
that I try. And to be honest, it seems for me that the people are not happy somehow.
Not happy. Uh-huh.
The ones who are painting?
The ones who have
painting? And in the painting that
uh-huh.
I see,
uh-huh.
that the people are not happy.
Oh, yes.
The
objects of the painting.
Not object of the painting.
The people in the painting.
People not of the painting. People
uh-huh.
who paints.
Who
the
paint?
Yeah. That as I told you that
uh-huh.
I always look for and think the problem of the person what he is doing or if this is person. If somebody paints dogs,
mm-hmm.
I suppose he is dog lover, and somehow
mm-hmm.
I feel that with the person I can be somehow connected. I like the dogs also,
mm-hmm.
And it is not that we have to agree about the paintings,
yeah.
but about that I always try to think, and it seems for me that from this painting somehow I feel that I don't have the how to tell my what it is assumption that the people who created in this book were happy
mm-hmm.
at the moment of the painting and I don't know how we can describe of the quality
mm-hmm.
yeah but
so does this What I'm trying to understand is, like, all the paintings that you usually saw in this book, this particular book, it somehow made you feel that the painter
got
was,
problem.
Yeah, he had some kind of sorrow or some sadness in his life.
It can be a sadness. It could be
some problem,
psychological problem.
I would like to say one thing. So it is very true, because whenever I paint, it is very true. Whenever I paint, either I'm very happy or I'm very sad.
Uh-huh.
So it is true, whenever I'm very happy and or wherever
yeah,
I'm very
actually
sad,
it's not with just the paintings, it's with I think every creation, because if someone is writing a song or a poem or a story,
he or she
is like very emotionally attached by the sorrow or with the happiness.
Point is that I don't see that
happiness.
People are happiness.
That is what you don't understand. Like,
what is sad in
I
this?
I think this is quite happy.
This is quite happy. Okay, the person was happy to make just lines. Okay.
Imagine he just made lines and his painting is in this book.
I don't know. Maybe I should describe more that usually I don't see in the galleries some watercolors with a happy children playing at the beach. Or you know what I'm talking.
So maybe it's because most of the paintings express sorrow rather than happiness. Is that
no,
it?
I don't know.
No, I think it could
book.
Relate.
Oh,
it could be related to what this book. It's contemporary.
Yeah, that people are not happy at this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
age,
you can see if you try and see an average, people are not very happy about what's going on in the world.
They don't even know.
There's a lot of artists want to express about the issues
and
problems.
And I think
that
when
exist.
A person is happy, he or she is in a state of mind of doing either some playful activities or like very quiet in a peaceful state. But if he is very sorrow, he needs to get it out. And to let it out,
that is an interesting point actually. Maybe that is why most paintings reflect sorrow in it.
No one wants to like let out the happiness.
No, but maybe there are more
happiness
ways of letting out happiness than there are of sorrows.
See, when I'm happy, I paint.
But actually, the percentage of people, they are like, when they are happy, they are with the friends or with the family or with...
I know
like,
many people, I know some artists as well,
but
who paint for happiness.
Mostly
for getting happy or
while they're
when they are happy.
That happiness when they paint and see us.
A lot of times I start painting when I'm sad, and by
the
time I finish,
you're happy with the work.
This is therapy.
It's like you are sad, and with the work you see it's
therapy,
because you have let out the emotion.
I don't know if you know the Indian watercolors Malik. And there are some really for me beautiful paintings of happy people. And somehow I feel that he is a happy person.
If you see old paintings, if you were talking about detailed paintings and stuff from Rajas and all that, they are always playing and they are always happy. Raja is moving or stuff. Or sometimes they are of war also. But
they are like mostly the informative paintings for the generation to come after, so that they could look and learn and be prepared and know the history.
Actually, there's one more thing.
The
these
pictures.
Paintings are very complicated. You can't understand if the person is happy or sad.
Yeah,
that is
I
also true. In those paintings, you could easily understand the stuff.
Those paintings are for me more informative than any emotion. They are like just ki aao and you come and paint this for my children to see what I have done.
That's how the kings used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very reflective of the
and
world.
Maybe,
right,
maybe
now
we can write reflectiveness.
Yeah,
reflectiveness.
Yes, that's
yeah
what I said. The era. The era influences the paint, creation most.
Yeah, but we have to look for the quality. So it is reflectiveness.
Of a time period?
Of the
current
current time.
Mm.
Current
time. Yeah.
But I think this is a very important quality.
Reflective.
What is this? Is this a painting too?
Yeah.
So there are certain paintings, honestly, which I feel are ridiculous. I mean, I would never in my right mind call it a painting just because he has used paint. I don't know.
You might but call it as a background or
I don't know. I mean, to me, that's just my opinion. But
that's why we're not restricting it to painting and we're calling it a creation.
Yeah, creation.
Because many
for the purpose of stimulation, yeah, by visual experience.
And these are paintings from the famous galleries,
mm-hmm,
from the famous artists. Contemporary
so
famous.
So once you
art
get famous, you can do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that is kind of true. I mean,
even
even they are creating the same thing in front of you, you might feel that it's nice. Because from a white sheet, it would be like.
If I do this in my college in front of my teacher, she would throw my page out. There, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Is it a painting? You're just putting a bit of water and that. But,
yeah, but
he has name. He's famous, so it is a painting.
Yeah, that's where popularity and fame comes in.
Yeah.
And also this other, in this particular video I was watching today, there was they were also talking about trends.
Mm-hmm.
There are trends of what is going on, like in the art world or like at
Banksy
some point in pop.
Do you know Banksy?
Banksy,
no,
yeah.
No.
It is a favorite artist at this time who do just graffiti.
Oh.
Yes.
Graffiti.
Graffiti,
it is painting on the wall, usually it is prohibited.
Yeah, it's against the law to do all this.
Yeah,
but
he got somehow the popularity by this,
mm-hmm,
and after it is very, very popular, and to be honest, I really don't understand how it works, the market with his work,
mm-hmm,
because he is not really even publicly known.
Okay.
Yeah, then
nobody knows who is it.
Yes.
He's always
except for people who viewed his monument.
No, only the painting. They know him through the painting, through his work, but not his face.
They don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
His name, he just signs it as Banksy, but that is his artist name. And his painting.
Where does he do graffiti? In which country is he from?
I think he's from America.
Okay.
Somewhere in America, and he's done quite a lot of very.
But now graffiti is a trend.
Yeah, trend.
No, I tried
it's
to do this
like
in Bangalore, and
I
was really scared.
I will.
It's a trend, but
trend.
If the people are scared, they come out at night, paint the walls.
Yeah, that's what we did. We had a
spray cans.
Yeah, and what do you call the back?
Stencils.
Stencils. Yeah, we had made the stencil, and we just sprayed it. While some of us were like out on the lookout and just to see if any cop is passing by. And
where did you do that?
In Alsur Lake.
Okay.
I'm not sure about, we are talking that Banksy is from USA. I'm not sure about he's from the UK, but it doesn't matter. That we know who, what we are talking, this graffiti on the walls, on the streets. And I will find the one of his creation.
Even graffiti is now, it's like if you visualize Backstreet Boys, it's not just the steps or the music, it's with the graffiti in the background.
Mm-hmm. It got sort of added on to their identity.
Yeah.
Graffiti. Because they had used it for some album artwork, is it? Or was it there
so
in some of their videos?
No. It's like now to unka jo bhi every poster or every
it has graffiti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When someone speaks Hindi here, I'm so happy.
Sorry, I wasn't really at the present. What did you tell about the happy?
I was just saying if someone's, I'm from North India, so if someone speaks Hindi over here in South, so I'm so happy. Oh, I am.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the language of this discussion is sorry, English. Yeah, trends. And do you think that it is quality? Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. If somebody is doing trending things, it could be quality. But after we have to tell opposite also as quality?
Things that are not in trend.
So
I think if we mention one thing, it always means both sides.
Yeah. Both sides in the end,
like
that is quality.
If I say volume, it can be high volume or low volume.
Volume is one thing.
Yeah.
But you
so
have
trends
and something what is unusual?
Yeah. Non-trending.
Trending versus
non-trending.
Not trending. Okay.
Out.
And just like there was what something else, complexity versus simplicity. So there's always a counterpart of a particular.
Yeah. It seems that we have always.
Is it like non-trending? Is it like outdated?
Huh. No.
It could be that.
It could
is
be
also.
That also.
It is a negative word though, and it is a neutral word.
I guess something that is just not following the trend. It could be something from the past, or it could be something that's never been done before.
I would like to tell maybe
the trend set.
That to trend, it is, for example, now oil acrylics,
mm-hmm.
And if somebody you using just dust,
mm-hmm.
It is non-trending.
Yeah.
And it could be that somebody tell, it is interesting that you use different medium.
Yeah.
I think we have medium.
Choice of medium
is there?
Choice of medium.
And choice of medium and materials. That if that can affect the trend also.
Yeah.
Even sandcastles, like building sandcastles and competitions of sandcastles are being, because India's Got Talent or America's Got Talent, they are also showcasing sand paintings.
Yes.
It is getting 6 o'clock, and I would like to keep this discussion for 6 o'clock, just for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
There is a reason for it. One of reason that it is recorded.
Okay.
That I don't want the people are getting listening and get bored. Oh my God, it is for 2 hours. No, I would like to keep short. And really, I would like give the last moment. If you have really what you need to express and to put on the paper as quality.
Okay.
Anything what comes. I think she told tasty, but
yeah, that's definitely what she's saying.
Her eyes are on the fly. She's hoping she can catch it.
Nothing more, maybe. Okay. So thank you for coming.
Thank you for
inviting. And we will continue. And I would like really as much really make brainstorming,
mm-hmm.
And after somehow to make structure of these qualities.
Mm.
That now we are getting really how it comes, which is really good.
Mm.
And especially if somebody new one comes, that he will read and think. Oh, this is something what is connected and this.
So, do you have any idea what we might be going into the next week?
Yeah, this is for this my idea that we will somehow finish and we will try to make structure of even there was one point that we have trends, non-trending, and something was like out-trending. And this is negative.
Yeah.
And we have two positive.
Mm.
Yeah, we can have the. It is positive that somebody is doing trending work and somebody is doing non-trending trending work, and this is both positive. But after came something can be really out of this as negative quality. Mm.
Yeah.
But I feel whether it's positive or negative comes only when there is a person judging it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything
I think it is everything, because the quality is just really by this visual experience.
Mm.
So, anyway, if you will forget bad and good, anyway, it is going that a person got some interaction with this creation, and he make the judgment or make assessment that this quality is skillfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Finish for today. I hope you will come the next Tuesday if you can come. And maybe more people will come. Of course, invite more people who think that will be interesting. Yeah.